Hi everyone, my name is Christina and you probably know me and know my journey. What I wanted to share and be very honest about is my path professionally and what has taken me to a very severe burnout. This video is not about pointing fingers to anyone, but basically it's about sharing my journey personally because I want to make people aware of it. I want managers out there, or future managers or past managers, to know that if they have some kind of the behavior that I'm going to mention next, to let them know that's very negative and it can affect a person's health. So, being said, what really took me to leave tech and quit my job, but also have a severe burnout, is the fact that in most cases, and not only, is how my managers treated me. And I don't know if it's a coincidence, but they were men, the ones I had at the two last jobs, and they really had a negative impact on how I saw myself and how I perceive myself. And everything started with, I was quite happy at my job, very happy to have finally landed a job in tech, which was not very easy. Coming from a non-tech background, very difficult journey. I sweated a lot, lots of rejections, very difficult path. So basically what had me having this impact, it was mostly that after a year working at the company, the product director who hired me left the company, and another person was hired, and in this case was a man. So he was my level two, and basically he came into the company with many ideas to change and have an impact. And in that case, it had impacted me negatively because right after a few months he was in the company and I was holidaying in Canary Island. The first thing after I come off from my holiday is I see a meeting with my level one manager and my level two, and where I was basically told with a piece of PowerPoint that my position had changed, and from leading a team or being in part of a team as a product manager, I was to take another role, basically as a product operations. But I had never been involved in that decision. I had never been considered. I had never been talked to about it, if I wanted to take it, if I didn't want to take it, absolutely nothing. So I landed in this meeting where I'm being told that I'm not being fired, but I'm going to take this other role. And definitely it affected me. I'm a very sensitive person. And up to that point, I was really having two scopes working on with my team. So I was the leg trying to work something that later in the future became two teams. And I was with one foot in one team and learning all the inside out of a totally different business model of the company. And then I was in another team, also a very different area of the company. And I was trying, I had stakeholders on both sides. I had to manage both of them, and I had to manage the two teams for a very short time. And of course, you know, wrapping my head around it, doing the user stories, whatever was the implication as a product manager. So I was really giving my best, with these competing priorities at the company level, and also stakeholders fighting to, you know, get their time in the tech teams. And of course, back at the time, we were also managing a very big project, which was across 13 teams. And my team, of course, also had been impacted and had been working in this project for a few months. And of course, in that case, my team gave me a specific deadline. And then, as it does normally happens in tech, it was, you know, underestimated. And I did the mistake that later I was told by my manager was that I didn't communicate properly. But, you know, my team didn't do it either. It doesn't matter, you know, that was my responsibility to kind of foresee, you know, a 13 teams dependency. And that's another question to talk about, you know, if we should have a project that are across 13 teams, totally waterfall back at the time. I definitely, I can be blamed that I fall short in giving a specific deadline, exact deadline. And yeah, I came to this meeting where this person is letting me know that I'm basically out of my team, the team I had been working so tough for the last year. And not only that, I just found out that two people had been hired to take these two teams I was working on, and I had to train them, besides on taking the new scope that supposedly I was to take, without even my consideration if I wanted to take it. And of course, I think for anyone out there feeling like you are being demoted, because definitely there was no promotion here. In fact, totally the opposite. I wasn't given my bonus that month, that specific term, because I felt I didn't manage the expectations regarding the deadline. And then I had to train two people who are going to take my position, and I have to say I don't have data on that. Maybe I did ask around, but people who were going to be paid much more than I was being paid, and I had to train them with my knowledge. So imagine that. Imagine yourself having worked for a company for a year, giving your best, and then one person comes, change things around with a PowerPoint, and then you have to train other people who you know you're being paid more, celebrated more just because they are new. And I'm not saying, again, I don't want to say that my colleagues were not smart, were not going to, I'm sure they did a great job and keep on doing a great job, so saying hi to them. But it really was so hard for me to manage that emotionally. And not only that, then it came many other things after that, you know, when you definitely falling down some kind of rabbit hole, and the only things you feel you're being told are negative things. Despite, and every day I was trying to do better and trying to come up with creative idea, come up with new metrics. I did come up with a new metric, and I was doing a lot, honestly, considering that I had no tech background. And looking back at it, I was quite an eager, hands-on worker. And I remember talking with friends outside, they were like, I wish I had a worker like you. You know, friends who are managers, leading teams, and constantly thinking about my work outside, you know, work hours, which definitely I don't recommend, and probably was one of the things that really impacted me, my mental health. But then it was how people treated me. And And it just started a very, that was the beginning of a very tough year, and where I started to have a bit of revolutionary behavior. I mean, revolutionary in a very small sense, but I was like a kid who had been hurt, and I was trying probably to get attention. So, and I was trying to push buttons around, you know, to see really, to kind of get new data if I had been demoted, if I was really being valid at my company or not. And what I want to go back is the fact that I had not been given the bonus, and this person, I just check my, you know, I check my pay slip, and I just see that my bonus is not there, maybe half of it, and I had no explanation. And of course I hit up my level 2, because my level 1 is in paternity leave, and I was like, hey, what happened here? And I had to set up a meeting with him. And we were back online back at the time, and I went to the office. And consider me, you know, I was just a product manager, just being demoted, and my salary had been affected. And then I have to go and meet this person who's not only, you know, somehow older than me, but also, you know, higher in grade. And I think, as a manager and as a level 2, you at least need to have the, for me, it's a decency, you know, to set a meeting and explain what happened. You know, I hadn't received any feedback of this change that happened to me, and then I hadn't received any feedback of why I had a negative impact on my payslip. And of course, back previous years, I quit companies just because of reasons of that. And then I said, okay, I need to know. I need to figure out what has happened, because I cannot improve if I don't know what happened. And it was basically this. This person had told me, I suppose, based on what he has seen of me, and I still don't have... he struggled a lot to give me some feedback, some honest, transparent, raw feedback, to tell me, you know, that probably he didn't see me professional enough, or probably I wasn't equipped to what he thought I needed to make him shine at his new job. And I had to ask, and I still remember so well that meeting with this person in front of me with a poker face, trying to find the words, which he never found. He did tell me that it was a communication issue, and but nothing else. There was no, you know, shitty sandwich type of feedback. There was no real feedback. There was absolutely nothing that could make me improve. And if you punish people, not only, I mean, I had been punished 2 or 3 times in my job, in my title, and in my salary, and then I hadn't been given any feedback. So how am I supposed to improve? How am I supposed to grow? And then not only that, like, this person never thought about my emotion. For this person, I was just a number. Or, I don't know, I still want to figure it out years after. And I did try to talk with this person. And, you know, that feedback didn't really convince me. And I don't want to play the feminist card. The gender bias, but I think there was a gender bias there, because, you know, he saw me young, and he paired young as inexperienced, or paired young to, I don't know, not knowing, unknowledgeable. And this happens a lot to us women. And let me tell you, and I don't want to boast here, but I knew more about project management and this person, and probably I knew more also about how leading with the human touch and leading people first and considering putting people at the center of my decisions. And I think this is my story, because I still get quite emotional a few years after. And then I'll share more, because it's been more, and I think it's good for tonight. Hi everyone. So this is a follow-up from the previous story. I found the time to gather my emotions and go back to explaining the story. And I left it basically where I was explaining my demotion, my negative affectment in the pay slip. And what one thing that I wanted to talk here, it's about the fact that I didn't know how to manage myself around something like that that happened to me. I didn't know where to go. I knew there was some kind of abuse, and I did talk with some friends and workers in the company that told me, oh, we should talk to the his manager. But back at the day, I didn't know to whom I could talk to. I didn't know if that what this person did was legal, like changing my job overnight. And I didn't know if it was legal also, you know, to not give me the bonus, which I do consider that it was his entitlement as a manager for sure. And he could have done that with a good reasoning behind it. I also want to mention that this was not company procedure. It was very individualistic. And I suppose this person management style was through punishing. The company didn't promote that, punishing, you know, on bonuses. At least I don't have any information about that, but it was this very specific manager. So basically, it was of how I could manage myself around such a difficult issue. I felt very impacted in many ways, and I didn't know to whom to recur to. And I think we're given talk on sexual abuse at companies and what is the protocol to do that, which is a very big issue, and I'm happy this type of information is being passed. And but then it's small things that happen, and I mean these are not small things. Depending, every person can be impacted negatively by a change like mine, or by having their bonus cut half. So it was very difficult to me to find any support. I didn't know to whom I could talk, and I know human resources were there, but there was a change happening in the company at that time, and of course the person, they were changing people around, and I wasn't trusting enough the information. I didn't even know that what human resources are for, and I didn't know I could go and ask for support, and I was mistrusting. I only thought, okay, what was more about my coaches. Then I had the chance to have a coach. Not one, two, or three. So, saying hi to the people who support me through it. But it was called a political misstep. When I was trying to push buttons around, but I didn't know. I didn't know to whom ask support. And I think when we're talking a lot about female mentoring, we're talking about woman empowerment. But if you're not offering women a safe place where they can go and talk and ask for support without being afraid that there will be retaliation against them, or things are going to be even worse because if you speak up. So this is one of the things, message that I want to throw to the companies out there, human resources or departments who are working on promoting female empowerment, which we had one. I'm sure it's still going, very wonderful to have it. But then give someone, give a woman, a female, a mentor she can trust, someone outside their team, someone to support them. Because for me, I felt so lost, so lonely. And the people I had trusted, you know, because you're to trust your manager, you're supposed to build trust with your manager, you know, relationship based on trust, it had been removed from me. It wasn't there, it was the opposite, you know? And yeah, it was very tough emotionally. So sending this message to companies out there, please make sure to give mentors and provide female a safe spot, even if it's for small things or very big things like sexual abuse. So do try to set up protocol where women can feel connected and have some safety, a spot where they can go and be themselves and trust that they will be safe if they talk and they will be helped. So the story continued. I decided to stay at the company despite the changes, and I decided to do my best again, of course, and try to prove my worth and try to show them that I was worth it, you know, because I felt like I hadn't been given the chance or I hadn't been seen as I was. Realistically, I was a very hard worker, I was giving my best, and I was quite proud of what I was doing, honestly. I don't know how it looked from the outside. Happy to see how you're perceiving people, female workers with you. But I was doing a good job and I was quite happy until this happened. And I was not only happy with the job, but the fact that the job was my first job in a, you know, big company. Felt like I was relatively better paid than my previous one, and was happy that I was kind of exiting the poverty cycle I had been born into. And I felt, you know, really impacted positively. I saw myself buying a house, flat. I saw myself, you know, I felt the fact that I had finance and I was earning money was wow. I honestly, at some point, I wanted to write to my CEOs for hiring me, for choosing me out of a mass of talent who hasn't gone to an Ivy League school, who didn't have a tech background, but I did have experience. I told you I was an entrepreneur before that, and then you can see how I speak, and you can see how I, you know, present myself. But not only that, this is I am a very hardworking person, and I'm not here in front of you because of blog, it's because I really worked hard to be here. And speaking a language that is not even mine, and speaking about topics that probably people like me, you know, first generation immigrants, I mean, not even that, I wasn't born in Spain, but still, I'm quite proud of my journey. I was quite proud of what I'm doing, but then this happened. And then, as I was mentioning, I was kind of angry and sad and hurt. And I said, okay, I was like, I still wanted to be proven that, you know, I was worth it. And I was just trying to say, okay, you are probably giving me a promotion. I want to see that promotion in my title, or I want to see that promotion in my salary. So I started to, while I was working, you know, I came up with a new metric, presented to the company, started with new ideas, setting up new things, learning, training myself. I'm a very avid learner, reader. So doing a lot of things, being myself, putting myself out there, going to conferences, even, you know, open path for people at my company for some conferences that I, you know, I managed to get myself through, you know, because of, as a speaker or as a backup speaker at the time, and, you know, many things that I was doing, and being on podcasts and you know, being really, really being an influencer, which I think I quite represented well my company. So internally, I was doing a lot of work, also externally. And then I said, okay, let's work towards the promotion. And, you know, I even collected a list, a long list of things, feedback from my colleagues, you know, lots of things that, you know, I had a very important list when I went to my manager to ask for a promotion. And it was a very uncomfortable, you know, conversation, as normally is. But I could feel some kind of uneasiness in my manager, you know? I don't know, maybe, honestly, again, I don't know, but there was some kind of uneasiness where I could feel that he wasn't going to support me. Because probably, you know, my instinct was right, because I was being perceived as unprofessional or unknowledgeable or less experienced. So I felt there was no place for me. But still, I was pushing and I was trying and said, you know, at least what I'm going to learn is how to do it. And this is how the bad thing started. I also started to do some political missteps. And as I saw that I didn't feel my manager was going to support me, when I went to the list with him, he didn't even read it. And I think one of the things he told me is like, what I was doing was not enough. And I say, what do you mean it's not enough? So at that point, I was for a year and a half. And I mean, but where I'm standing, if in a year and a half, I haven't done enough, I mean, do you still have me? Why I'm still here? And then I didn't know where I was, and I didn't know where I was supposed to be, to be enough. I already, you know, through our struggling personally to be told I'm enough. I was already suffering imposter syndrome. I was already doing, overworking myself with, you know, all these signs behind of me, or with all these changes. And then somebody told me it's not enough. But not only that, it's just there is no point to be given. And at some point, I even came up with a scale of where I was, because I saw it, and where I should be, because I needed to have some kind of visibility of where I was. I mean, it's very easy to say you're not enough, but I mean, I'm not evolving. I mean, I didn't have any sense of evolving, constantly being pushed back, constantly being told you're not enough. And then I even like had to come up with, I mean, I searched around and I went to my manager and I'm like, hey, we need to do this type of table to know where I am, where I'm advising, this is a list of skills, where I should be in product management. I want to know how I'm evolving in each one of them. I mean, something that I should have, you know, had from the very beginning. But again, this was a company growing very fast, very quick. And I suppose my manager was lacking, you know, expertise in that. But I go and do my homework, not only my homework to you know, to be promoted, but his homework to after I'm being told I'm not enough with a career path and metrics to measure my success, because you cannot tell me I'm not enough without telling me where I am. And if I'm stuck there, maybe as manager you have to, you know, give me a hand. It's only telling me I'm not enough. So, and yeah, I showed him, you know, how other managers were doing, because I asked around. And I said I want to know where I'm supposed to be worthy of this promotion. And funny enough, I didn't even say for how much I wanted. I just said promotion. And of course, when I saw that, I was like, you know, I felt like I was drawing, and I was like, you know, swimming for getting a bit of air, and you know, trying to survive in this sea of sharks that were coming to me, and I was feeling like that constantly. Again, without no safe land, without seeing any island to reach to. And out of this, I did the political misstep, had this idea of how to create a new team, product operations team, where I, you know, dared to put myself as a leader and, you know, come make a presentation and shared it with level three, because somebody told me, if you want to make an impact, go. And I knew I was a bit uneasy before sharing, but I went and did it because it was a great plan. And I did my research, talked with other people at other companies who were implementing product operation and, you know, doing a lot of stuff and putting a lot of energy to do that presentation just to have it fired back at me, where my manager, my level one, again, and also another man, all my level three men. And level one comes back to me and say, oh, you haven't considered me, you haven't skipped me, you have skipped me. But, you know, I was coming from this place where he was not supporting me. He was, and I bet there was a lot of pressure for him and he was trying to do changes personally too. And then back in that meeting, where again I ask, hey, but what about my promotion? He started a fight where he called me arrogant. And one of the things he told me, this question is going to stop with me for a long time. He asked me, who do you think you are? Do you think you are some kind of CPO? It is chief product officer, one of the, you know, the highest roles you can get in your career as a product manager. You know, he said it like I couldn't be, or maybe, I don't know if he was afraid, but you know, I had my own company. I was CPO in my own company. I was the co-founder and the product, the only product. And I know I have the potential for it. I have the potential to be a good leader because I manage people in my company and I inspired people who came and worked for me, and I inspired my co-founder, who was like way smarter than me, to join me, and way older. Hi Jordi, saying regards, and he has his new project right now. And I don't know if it was fear, but he definitely pushed that glass ceiling down on me and crushed it on me, and he was like, you're not getting there. Who do you think you are? And he called me arrogant. And then my level one was still, I had some hopes, my level one in terms of safety ground. And with this conversation, it went all down. And yeah, my emotional health at this point was like, I cannot be swimming in this sea of sharks anymore. I can't make it. This is totally horrible. And I, you know, I still show up at work with a happy face and trying to do my job and still be inspired and still come up with ideas. But I was really, really in a bad place. In a bad place where I have to be like a psychologist to, you know, go to work. And yeah, then when I couldn't see any way out, I just quit, because I tried for a while to apply to other companies, but at some point I didn't see myself doing it. I was basically just because I had all this constant feedback, which was not in any case was not positive, was negative. And it made me feel worthless. It made me feel like I couldn't do product management anymore, like I wasn't good at it. And it's funny, but this didn't only happen to me. A colleague, in fact, a colleague who trained me, she left the company earlier, and then she told me that she the same happened to her, and when she quit the company, she went to apply for a job in a bakery because she felt she couldn't do product manager anymore. And then we come from a place at the company that I think it's wonderful in many ways, offers many perks, and has great atmosphere, at least when I was there, in some cases. But there is some rotten apples. And many women left. The people I was working with left. And one of the reasons was this, because we are constantly feeling, and everyone had their own, but we're constantly feeling we were not good enough. And I don't know what's the standard here. And of course, if the standard is to be super techy, but again, if you wanna have diversity in your team, don't punish talent. Don't punish women. Don't do what these people have been doing to people. Because sometimes we forget it, no? We forget because there is pressure, but there are objectives, there is, you know, many things, of course. And myself, I've also, you know, had some people in my team, you know, telling that, you know, I was being pushy and maybe my communications were not great. And I haven't been always great myself. But try to be human, because that's what comes first. And maybe you're not going to get the... I don't think you're going to get, and you shouldn't. If a company promotes people who are the rotten apples, just because they seem successful, but they are crushing people's souls, definitely you're not, you know, having the right type of company or company culture. You are not building the place where people grow. And I think it's one of the, you know, goals of many companies. And the one I was working for, too. But yeah, please make sure to be human first, above being a professional. And I think you can be both. And definitely, you can be a great professional if you are human.